It's 15 minutes before the top of the hour, and that was The Priest with You Never Walk Alone. And it is indeed true that we don't walk alone. It is grace that has brought us this far. It is grace that is always sustaining us. Dr. Charles, I've got a question that has come here, and this has come to my phone, and it says, question, Dr. Charles, why are African/black people told not to pray for their dead? Is it to pray for their dead or to their dead? I don't know, Anonymous. Okay, but Anonymous, okay.
I think the confusion has come, you don't call the dead, you pray for the dead.
Okay.
So maybe that's where the, you know, God was very specific that we don't call the ancestors and all those things. So we pray for them. So maybe that's where the question's coming from.
Okay, and you said you've got a message from one of the souls in purgatory, right?
Yes, so this was Sister M. De LC. She used to receive messages much like Maria Simmer. Mm-hmm. The souls in purgatory do sometimes, they come and visit people that dedicate their lives to praying for them. And there's been a few saints and other visionaries that have received such visits to help release them into heaven, and this is one of the comments that came from one of the souls. So let me read it. I think it'll answer a lot of the questions as well. When the soul leaves the body, it is as if it were lost in, or if I may say so, surrounded by God. It finds itself in such a bewildering light that in the twinkling of an eye it sees its whole life spread out, and at this sight it sees what it deserves. And this same light pronounces its sentence. The soul does not see God, but is annihilated in his presence. If the soul is guilty, as I was, and therefore deserves to go to purgatory, it is so crushed by the weight of the faults that still remain to be blotted out that it hurls itself into purgatory. Each day, thousands of souls come to purgatory, and most of them remain 30 to 40 years, some for longer periods, others for shorter. I tell you all this in terms of earthly calculations, because here it is quite different. Oh, if people only knew and understood what purgatory is and what it means to know that we are here through our own fault. I've been here 8 years and it seems to me like 10,000. The fire of purgatory is a purification prescribed by God's justice, and that fire of the earth is very mild compared to that of purgatory.
Yeah.
It is a shadow compared to the furnace of divine justice. Yes, I suffer very much, but my greatest torment is not seeing God. It is a continuous martyrdom. It makes me suffer more than does the fire of purgatory. Lives lived without love for God will have to be atoned for here in purgatory with intense sufferings. Whilst on earth they did not profit by the mercy of God, but lived merely for the sake of the body. Now to regain their first splendor, they have to make satisfaction to the last farthing. That is what happens to indifferent souls. For souls of greater guilt, it is far worse. Try to love God now so much that you will not have to come here in order to learn how to love him through sufferings which are without merit. The sufferings and trials on earth are meritorious. Therefore, do not lose one of them, but above all, love. Love wipes out many faults and makes one avoid them so as not to give pain to the one we love. That is why a soul that really loves Jesus is constantly on its guard to avoid everything that would grieve his divine heart. There are many souls in purgatory depending on you to deliver them from this place of suffering. Pray with all your heart for them. To be a friend of Jesus on earth entails suffering of body and soul. The more he loves a soul, the more he shares with it the sorrow he endured for us. Happy is the soul thus privileged. What an opportunity for merit. That is the shortcut to heaven. So do not shun suffering, rather welcome it, since it unites you more intimately with him, whom you truly love. Have I not told you before that love makes everything sweet? Sorrows appear bitter because you do not love enough. The infallible means of arriving quickly at close union with Jesus is love, but love united to suffering. You have had up to this time many crosses, and yet you do not love them as Jesus wants you to.
There's a very profound message that is coming out of that thing, and it's like a cry for help, actually.
That's right.
And a cry for help that we all have to respond to, I think, at some point, whilst we still have the opportunities and the chance now.
Yes.
And I think it's very sad that we want to do things last minute.
And especially for our souls.
Because our souls don't die. They continue living forever and ever.
Yeah, and we neglect them on earth when we should be doing the opposite.
Let's go back to the devil being very smart and coming back through our relatives and coming back through sometimes even our weak points and all this. Just shed some light on that.
Is this with regards to the previous comment about the dreams?
Yes, the dreams.
Look, sometimes it is souls in purgatory, but you've got to have the discernment, you know what I mean? Because the souls do sometimes ask for prayers and that. But if they're coming to torment and to turn you off prayers and to make you angry with family members and all that, then chances are it's from the devil. Very high probability. Because we should be praying for all. I mean, we had a case where a lady, her mother did witchcraft on her to try and break up the marriage. And she used to get... And there was all sorts of other rituals, ancestral rituals that were done when she was young. And she was getting tormented by her ancestors. And she actually cut off her mother and other members in the family as a result, because she felt she needed to grow spiritually and she just cut them off. But to cut a long story short, she obviously took all the witchcraft that was done on her and everything to confession and all the stuff. But she's still being tormented. And basically, she was not forgiving. So even though this person did this terrible evil to her mother and everything, until she forgave from the heart, she was not released from the spiritual oppression, which was quite intense. So she used to get a lot of these demons coming to her to stop her from praying for the dead. And I said, now start praying for the dead. And then the healing
started.
Comes. Yeah.
So unforgiveness can be a big blockage between us and God.
Terrible. It's the worst. It's the worst of all. Yeah.
It's actually a spiritual illness.
Yeah, it's like it's the most fundamental law of all. You know, if you do not forgive others their sins, my Father will not forgive you yours. That's what Jesus said. In other words, you don't enter heaven. So you might be living a lovely life on earth and you're doing everything that the church teaches and you're doing your everything, but you're just not forgiving Mr. X.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not going to be led into heaven until you forgive Mr. X. And the problem is the unforgiveness will oppress you. You'll go more into darkness because your other sins actually aren't being forgiven.
Here's a question. Hi, my name is Candice. Just a quick question. At my college today, a little boy asked me, why do I wear a crucifix? I do not know why I'm wearing why I'm crucifying Jesus again. I felt so bad that I even asked myself why I'm sending Jesus to purgatory. Please help.
No, the crucifix, you wear a crucifix because it terrifies the evil. So if you just go and you, especially in our ministry where we pray over people, and any exorcist will tell you, if you just have a cross without Jesus on it, the demons laugh at you. You know, whereas they're terrified when there's a crucifix. So you cast out in the name of Jesus and you show the crucifix, the evil runs away.
So evil is away of those crucifix and those that, because it's a powerful symbol. So I think we need to categorize here. It's not just a crucifix, it's a blessed crucifix, right?
That's right. Yes, get it blessed.
Because you cannot just buy it.
Like Father Brian.
Yes, you cannot just buy this crucifix Cobetrams at the corner there and think it is going to drive away evil if it has not been blessed. It has to be a blessed crucifix.
Get it blessed. And also get all your, if you've got statues of Mother Mary and saints and that, get them blessed as well.
Because evil runs away from
that. The evil's terrified of that. We've had cases where we hold up a statue of Mother Mary to these, and you know, what happens is when you're praying over someone, these demons manifest.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And they get terrified when they see that. The one even shook his head and he said, "We underestimated you," to Mother Mary.
Wow.
Because she is the woman of the.
She's the first lady of heaven.
Yeah, she's the woman in the book of Genesis, in the New Testament, and in the Revelation.
Standing on the sun. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the devil's made to war with her because he can't handle the fact that a creation of God defeats, he couldn't get a creation of God to sin. Couldn't get Jesus to sin, but he couldn't get Mother Mary to sin either.
That's it, friends. You hear Dr. Charles and I actually emphasize the importance of having blessed holy images. Some of us have images in our homes that are not blessed, And we continue wondering why we're having those experiences of being attacked and being oppressed and being vulnerable to evil. It's because some of them have not been blessed. Some of them, they have not been prayed over. And the message that we are giving to everybody this afternoon is make sure that the cross, the crucifix that you have, the images that you have are all blessed. And by the way, all the images that went out of Our Lady of Fatima were blessed. So do not even run again to your priest. But you can get them blessed again. Yeah.
Can I also just make another comment? Mm. It's no good having all blessed stuff in your house and you've got things that offend God in your house.
Such as what things would offend?
So like you've got movies that are full of foul language and sex and all that sort of stuff. Or you've got dragons, imagery of dragons or devils or witches, books with witches in. Because that sort of stuff makes evil strongholds in your house. So now you invite in the evil in as well. And then you wonder why there's no peace in the home, why there's arguments and all that. So purify your soul, of course, through confession and everything, and purify your home. Anything that offends God, get it out of your house and put blessed crucifixes and things
so
in your home.
So we can't be playing double standards. You can't be going, imithi, and keeping it in your house and keeping holy water in the same place.
That's right.
There happens to be what is called a combustion.
Yeah, Jesus said you can't drink from the cup of demons and from his cup at the same time or eat from the same table.
Wow. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. We're left with exactly 4 minutes before we move on to the next segment. I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Charles, who is from the Alpha and Omega Mission here in Johannesburg. Let's turn on to our SMS line. We are told, Father Brian, please make sure that we have a podcast of this program. Yes. Anonymous, we're going to say this will be on our website tomorrow, so you can try and follow it up. And Dr. Charles, my friend, can see ghosts. Are those souls in purgatory or it is from Satan?
If you see a ghost, you say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. If he doesn't leave, then maybe he's a soul in purgatory. But a soul in purgatory is not going to come to terrorize. Souls in purgatory is going to come for help. So if you read, I would recommend read Maria Simmer's book called Get Us Out of Here. And it explains quite a lot. Sometimes the souls that are coming from the lowest level of purgatory, they do look a bit scary, but not too scary. You know, so if you're talking Jesus and you sprinkle holy water, I mean, the demons fly.
They do.
If you sprinkle holy water, crucifix, they'll run away very quickly. So...
I think the most important...
I think
the most important thing is, as you say, you're really mentioning on how important it is to have sacramentals, things like holy water, things like blessed crucifix. And please, I emphasize, kodwa uDr. Charles is saying, ningahlanganisi. If nizohlanganisa, you're going to create a combustion, and hence you'll be seeing those things coming up in your thing. Good afternoon, you live on Radio Veritas.
Hello, Father Legai.
Kitengukai, we've got 1 minute. Talk to us, man.
Okay, Father, I heard you talking about people keeping evil things and holy things in the same house. I'm married to a guy who goes to a ZCC church, and they believe in the tea and the picture of their leader, who is Lekhanyane. So how do I survive in that environment, Father?
Okay.
I'll put the phone down so you can answer me.
Thank you, me. Oh, Dr. Charles is going to respond. Thank you very much. Dr. Charles,
yes. We've
got a listener who is saying that she's married to a guy who is ZCC, and this guy has a picture, I think, of their leader, and I think in her opinion she considers it not so good. I'm not sure, is it only the picture or there are some other things that...
If it's just a picture of a person who's living, there's nothing wrong with that. But if it's some items that have been given and you don't, if there's been other rituals that have been done on them, I would stay far away. Get them out your house. I mean, you have to use your discernment and ask the Holy Spirit to help you in purifying your home.
Bottom line is, don't mix oil and water. Sadly, friends, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. Dr. Charles, time flies when we're having fun, hey?
Yes, definitely.
Wow. How can people get hold of you? Social media or?
I think go onto our website and on the contact us. Mm-hmm. You can just make contact there and we can.
All right.
You can take it from there.
I'm going to put a link on my Facebook, which is Brian Mhlanga, and you can also get a link on my Twitter handle, which is OP Brian. Follow me there and you get links, and even the podcast will also be on my Facebook page. And from myself and Dr. Charles, thank you very much, Dr. Charles. And he's going to be back on the 7th of December. We're having Dr. Charles every first Wednesday of the month. So if you've got any question, actually maybe next month we might round up, because it's going to be our last show for the year with him. We might actually ask you to send your questions way ahead of time, so Dr. Charles and myself will be able to have a question and answer session with you. Dr. Charles, any parting remarks to our listeners?
Pray the rosary, go to mass, go to confession, and God bless you.
And get those pictures blessed.
And bless everything. Just a last thing with the holy water, make sure it has an exorcism blessing. So ask your priest to do an exorcism specific blessing on it. There is a church rite that does it, as opposed to just the Trinitarian one, because it's more powerful.
Nizwile kutiwa get that water. Repeat that again, Dr. Chow.
Ask the priest to do an exorcism specific blessing on the water.
A specific blessing. Myself.
Which is more repulsive to the evil.
Exactly. And that way, and bottom line, do not mix and match. Dr. Charles, thank you very much and have a very good afternoon. It's always a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you, Father Brian.
Cheers.
God bless.